Yesterday we saw that Tosas opens here on Dal Amud Aleph, here Masal B'Kaimalam. Tosas opens by establishing that we pass like a Belazar. Our Gemara says we pass like a Belazar begitten, and Tosas tips his hat to the discussion that the Rif has on the Gemara Peivav, the last parak. Whether the machlokas amarua, whether the machalachka blaz are only begitten, even b'shtar shtaras, it shows up there. That machlokas shows up in subas, sorry galad. Machlokas already machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav appears to say only getten. Shmuel says clearly even b'shtar shtaras. Many amarum get involved there. Tosas points out there are other gemaras that seem to take a stand. And the Rif thought. It seems like, if you looked at the Rif, on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that be a Rif, you saw that our gears in the Rif says Halach Kirblazar begitten. There's a very, very long run there on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, who documents a lot of the back and forth about that, including the question of what is the proper gear. So the Rif, the Ramban writes that he had seen a Nusach of the Rif had changed his mind, got to figure that out. So the Rif appears to. The Rif may well hold the Halachar Blazar only begitten, like Rav. Tosas clearly disagrees with that opinion. Tosas says, no, Halachar Blazar, bein begitten, bein b'shar shtaras, we paskin like Shmuel. We have a Gemara of Rav Yosef and Abaye hold like Shmuel. We have a Gemara later in our parak, Rabbi Abba hold like Shmuel. That was Tosas's first movement in Tosas. The first goal was to show that how we pass. We pass like a blazer, and Tosas feels even b'shar shtaras. Now Tosas says lafika. Over Azoy, Tosas now wants to move to halacha lamaisa lamaisa. We pass with sheet. We pass like a blazer. What does that mean practically? How do you act? How is one actually misader a get? Tosas says what that means is, well, you need to have the mesira. So we would have thought, well, that's pretty obvious. Well, you just told me in Mesir Karsi. Okay? I got it. He spent a few lines proving to Eid Mesir Karsi. So then obviously it means you have to Eid Mesir. It's actually not so pashut, but Tosas is going to demonstrate that for two reasons you need Eid Mesir. Number one, because of Eid Mesir Karsi. And number two, even if you have like Rabbi Meir, you still need Eid Mesir for a different reason. What's the issue? What's that first issue? If you hold Eid Mesira Karsi, so of course you need Eid Mesira. So the truth is, not only is it not obvious, not all the Rishonim agree. You see which Rishon very publicly disagrees, who says, even though you hold like a Belazar, but you don't need Eid Mesira. Which Rishon says that? Which early Rishon says that? The Rif. Right? This is the second point that Tosas is debating the Rif, is if you hold Eid Mesira Karsi, do you need Eid Mesira. At first it sounds like, well, obviously. What's the issue? So the issue is, the Rif has two riots, one of which is a Gemara we already began to discuss yesterday. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Lamed Aleph Beis, as it does also on Peivav Lamed Aleph. Ein Ha'edim Chosma Al Get Pnei Tikkun Olam. Why do you have Eidim signing a get? As the Gemara points out, Al Pi Pashas, this is Rabbi Lazar speaking. Al Pi Pashas. You don't need Eidim signed in a get minat Torah. The Chastav La Sefer Kisus means Ksivas Aget. If Eidim Seer are watching. So why do you have, why, Lamaisa, we do have signed Gittin. So why do we have signed Gittin? You got the Yom HaKol, you got to see the Gittin on the wall, you got to see a Mach, the Sinas Aget. And we do have Ksivas Aget. Lamaisa, we do signatures, even though we pass in Eidim Seer cards. The Mishnah says, Tikkun Olam. So the Gemara says, we looked at this Gemara briefly yesterday. Gemara says, according to Belazar, Minat Torah, you don't need Chasimah. But Takinu Rabbanon, Eide Chasimah. So what are you gaining by Midrabbanon demanding Eide Chasimah? If it's Tikkun Olam, the Mishnah says, where's the Tikkun Olam? How is society improved? How are situations going to be improved? The Zimnin says the Gemara Laman Vavam and Aleph and Amr Sechta. Zimnin the Maisi Sahadi. Sometimes the Eidim will have died. By the time the woman needs to prove that she's divorced. It takes however much time till she finds the right guy, months, years, whatever it is. In the meanwhile, perhaps the Eidei Mesira are no longer alive. Or Zimnin Da'azli L'Bidin Sayam. They may have moved. They're alive and well, but they're in a different part of the world. So if you don't have chesivas, you're going to have to, for her to prove that she's divorced. If she would just walk into Beis Din, she wants to remarry. So you say, very nice. Any Masadar Kedushin will sit down with a Chasen Kala and have a conversation about what the wedding is going to look like. And often that conversation begins by delicately asking a series of questions to ensure that this man and this woman are permitted to marry one another. And you want to make sure they're both Jewish. You want to make sure that she is not presently married to anyone else. Those are the two major issues. And if he's a Kohen, you want to make sure that she's Muteris LeKohen and so forth. You want to make sure they're not related to each other. Usually it's not an issue. So if the Masadar Kedushin will usually ask, either you were previously married, and you want to know about the parents also, you want to check about Mamzerus, are you both natural children of your respective parents' first marriage? The answer is yes, so that solves a lot of questions very quickly. The answer is no, so you need to do a little more investigating. Are you married before? How did the marriage end? You know, if it was the death of a husband, you know, was there a Beis Din involved? Was there Eidim? If there was a get, so who was Masadar the get? You want to make sure that things were done properly. It's a very, very beautiful story. You know, send it around. It was sort of written up by the lengths that Nutter Greenblatt passed away not long ago. One of the great Rabbanim of the South. He was in Memphis for decades, a great Talmud of Moshe Feinstein, enormous Talmud Chacham, Anav Nikol Adam, Maharish said no heirs whatsoever. And a situation that he did an enormous amount of research and legwork to allow a couple to remarry, despite the fact that the mother of the Kala had come to him privately and told him that she had been gotten married as a teenager and never really got a divorce. And then now was married to her husband and was worried that her daughter was about to get married as a mamzeres. And he did an enormous amount of research to determine that, in fact, the first marriage is not valid by halacha, and she was allowed to, the girl was not a mamzeres, so she was permitted to marry. He really, incredible mesiras nefesh. But that's what you need to find out. So she's gonna show, woman's gonna show up, and now she wants to remarry. So the Masadar Kedushin will say, well, were you married previously? She says yes. Let me hear about the divorce. So do you have your get? Do you have the documentation for the Beis Din? She says yes. Here's my get, and she takes out a get. There's no signatures on the bottom. So if that's the case, Masadar Kedushin is gonna say to her that that's not valid evidence. I need evidence that you were divorced. A get without signatures isn't worth much. If it's signed, develop it. If it's not signed, she would need to bring her Eidei Mesira. That would work unless the Eidei Mesira passed away or moved. So that's why the Mishnah says, both on Lama Dalet and on Peva, that according to Belozer, the Eidei Mesira pay Tikkun Ha'olam. So the Rif, in Zion and Beis B'dapei Rif, that corresponds to that Peva in the Gemara, the Rif says, what do you mean? The Rif says, take a look inside, you have a Rif in front of you. The Rif says, I say, how does this work? Man, Zion, I mean, the Rif says, he saw the daita of those cycle and made the chasima. He might take an olamika, pour one to the bottom. How are the signatures of the Eidim doing anything? It's true we have a dechsima. It's true we can even mekayim the signatures of the dechsima. But how does it help? How do you know that it was given with the Eidei Mesira? The woman has the get, so clearly she got it. Presumably she got it from her husband. But how do you know she got it from her husband effectively? What do you mean effectively? It has to be according to Belazar, Eidei Mesira karasi. Where are the Eidei Mesira? So what does it help? The whole point the Gemara had said in Amud Vav is if you have a chsima, you won't have to bring the Eidim Mesira. But if you don't bring the Eidim Mesira, how do you know there were Eidim Mesira? The husband was in London and the woman was in Paris. So the husband had to get signed, commissioned the sofer to sign a get. He had the Eidim, he commissioned the sofer to write the get in London. Had the Eidim signed the get in London. He sends the shliach to Paris. The woman receives him in Paris. The chsima in London have no idea if there were Eidim Mesira in Paris. So what does it help that she has chsimas? So the Rif came to the conclusion, well, Zadai kol hecha deik eid dechasima lo ba'in in eid mesira. Kol hecha deik eid mesira lo ba'in eid dechasima. Debechad minayu sagya. Debechad minayu sagya. Oh. So the Rif came to the conclusion, as his Talmud Rabbeinu Ephraim said, Rabbeinu Ephraim, we came across Rabbeinu Ephraim, Talmud of the Rif in Megillah, in the context of Chai Vinish Lassume, but he didn't only write on Megillah Dav Zayin. He was holding the Shas. And the Ran here, at the beginning of Dimra Asl Dahainu and Mem Zayin Abed, quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the great Talmidim of the Rif. I think the name of his Sefer, I believe, is the Sefer HaTashlum. He's trying to be Mashlim, what his Rebbe the Rif wrote, indicating that he thought not everything was correct. Hevei Odeya, how do I know that Rabbeinu Ephraim Sefer is a Sefer HaTashlum? I've never seen it. But a couple weeks ago, I had the chance to go through much of Rabbi Dr. Isidore Twersky's work on the Ravid, where he tells you that Rabbeinu Ephraim Sefer is called the Sefer HaTashlum. If they obey the Ram quote, Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmido Cholek Alav. He says, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's what Tosis says as well. Tosis says, no. The Rif thought, Eidim Mesira Karsi means, as Rabbeinu Ephraim thought, Af Eidim Mesira Karsi. The Rif thought, the mayor holds you must have Eidim Chasima. The Rabbeinu holds either one is good enough. You have to have some Eidim or another. Either Eidim Mesira or Eidim Chasima. Ah! So then the Rif said, I understand the Gemara and Daf Lam and Vav. What was the Tetikna Olam? They said, don't rely on Eidim. You couldn't have Torah do either one. Either Eidim Mesira or Eidim Chasima. So the Rif says the Gemara that Amram, the Tana, and we're Masakim and Jabbanon, don't use Eidim Mesira alone because then what happens if they move or die? Rather, you gotta have Eidim Chasima. You can have Eidim Mesira as well. The Rif goes on to maybe you want to have ideally both. But once you have Eidim Chasima, you don't need to prove you have Eidim Mesira because you have Eidim Chasima. Either one is good enough. Why would Eidim Chasima help and take it all? Because if you have Eidim Chasima, strictly speaking, according to the Rif, you do not need Eidim Mesira. So that's the next point that we said Tosis is grappling with. Halacha l'maisa, now that I demonstrated that Eidim Mesira Karsi, do I actually need Eidim Mesira? So we thought, well, of course, Eidim Mesira Karsi, you need Eidim Mesira. The Tosis says, well, maybe not. The Rif thought, they don't quote the Rif by name, but clearly that's what they're thinking about. The Rif thought that Af Eidim Mesira Karsi, it was just meant either one. And Tosis says, no! Halacha l'maisa, you must have Eidim Mesira. The fact that the get is signed, that's very nice, but that does nothing min ha-Torah. Take a look in Tosis. Lefigach tzarech lizar shiyuhu Eidim Mesira b'shach Mesira saget. Since we hold Eidim Mesira karsi, that means, practically speaking, you must have Eidim Mesira when you're Masada, when the get is given. The inu karsi, they, me and only they, are karsi, to the exclusion of Eidim Chasima. Yidi'i lakashan, Tosis takes pains to be very clear. This was a machlokas lahalacha, it's mamash and nafkamina for Yisuri Karis. A get that was given, a signed get was given without Eidim Kasher, Eidim Mesira. The Rif says she's divorced, she's lottery married. And Tosis would say she's a Eishas Ishmin HaTorah. The mamash, a machlokas, the level of Daraisa with super severe consequences. Nafkamina for Gilei Arayos, nafkamina for Mamzeres, nafkamina for Lesser Abayla. The works. This is a very serious. It's a She'ela Chamur Ma'od. Tosis wants to be very clear. The Elekash of Eidim Mesira Eino Migureshes. Avagav Dika Eidim Chasima. If there were no Eidim Mesira, she is not divorced. In a Torah. Not the Psul Drabana. In a Torah. There's nothing happened. There's no Eidim Mesira. No Eidim Mesira. Avagav Dika Eidim Chasima. You had to get a sign. That's very nice. Tosa says, V'lo Mahani Eidim Chasima Ella
Shem Yamus, Eidim Yisir Yechel, Havniyaz Hayam, Shem Tinasay, Al Yedei Eidei Chasima. All the Eidei Chasima do is, they're Midrabanan. Why are they there Midrabanan? Because, in case you can't find your Eidim Esira, the Eidei Chasima will let us know that the get was done, that she is Migureshes. The get will let us know that she is Migureshes. Now, Tosis is going to explain in a few lines, what impelled them to this year. The Rif had a good point. And the Rif said, look, how would the Eidei Chasima help? If you still need Eidei Mesira, even the Eidei Chasima, so how did the Eidei Chasima tell you anything? How do I know the Eidei Mesira? So Tosis is about to answer that question, how do they work? And then he's going to explain what led him to disagree. What led him to disagree is the Gemara on the bottom of Pei and Veiz that made it that indicated that it's Eidei Mesira or bust. But how did he... How did he answer the Rif's kasha? So in a line, would that be ma'or the kasha? He just says it. The mistama, this is what the Ron puts right in front of him as well. The mistama behechsher nasa. It probably was done correctly. In other words, the Rif said, you have the Eidei Chasima, but what did they tell you about the Eidei Mesira?
No.
Nothing. The Eidei Chasima couldn't have known. When they signed the get, it hadn't yet been given. So the Rif has language. Rabbi Nefrai, the Ron, of course, Rabbi Nefrai also. Mistama, it was done properly. What does that mean? Mistama, it was done properly. Mistama, so Apipashtas, it sounds like. I don't know, a row. Wow. Really? Mamish Mater Eshes Ush Lashuk? Based on a row? Maybe. It could be. That this takes us back, we're getting close to Chazara season. This takes us back, like I said, the sugya is going to bring us back a lot. It could be what Tosis means is something we spoke about earlier in the year, where we began to explore the whole idea of a shtar. If you look at the turn for a moment, we're not going to look inside, you see there's an incredibly long ran. You see the ran stretches, Dimasal Vahainu, Vahainu de Kastanya, Enaydu Chosn al Get. Most of Mem Zayim Abayz, and most of Mem Chesam and Aleph. He starts with that Rabbeinu Ephraim, and then he's off to the races, back and forth, the Raivet, the Rabban, back and forth, we hold the Rif, we don't hold the Rif, and he has the lines of the round lines up at least five Gemaras in a row. He develops an idea. He comes out lehalacha on the other side of the issue from Tosus. The Ran comes out lehalacha, he wants to defend the Rif. Eidei Chasima can take the place of Eidei Mesira. But he develops an idea that ironically might be what perhaps is what Tosus means also. Which is, he writes, take a look at Memchesam and Aleph. He says in the wide lines, four or five lines into wide lines. I get yotzi mitachas yada the edim halal. She has the get with these edim. Ubi adua shahabal masarla. Once again, mchesam alfadap the arif. The fifth wide line in the run. Get yoti mitachas yada be'edim halalu. The get, she has a get. Tfisas balashtar. Her tfisa on the get is part of the story here. Ubi adua shabal masrala. So we know the husband, you have chesimus on the get. So clearly the husband, the edim are directly being hosted with the bal hadas to create this get. And now she has it. So the tefisas balashtar, to use the Rav's language that we discussed earlier here, is mashlim, apparently the haggadah of the shtar, ki ilu hein atzman mi'idin ala mesira. It says, no, the Eidei Chasima themselves are made on the mesira. Wow. Meaning,
meaning that not only is the, as we discussed earlier in the year, the shtar is a Haggadah Eidos, but the Haggadah Eidos, despite the fact that we can't do drisha v'chakira, kilo nechrei dusin v'ezin davi, Rish Lakish is long, but Pari spoke earlier in the year about the superpowers of a shtar. Not only, I would have thought the shtar is less than live Eidim. We don't see them. They're not here. Maybe it's Mazuyif. And even if they're for real, we can't do Drisha v'chakira. We can't, cross-examine them and corroborate them the way we do with live Eidim. I would have thought that Eidus Shebishtar is weaker than a real live Eidus. Maybe even nothing. Not only Kamash Malan that it's as good as live Eidim, but Kamash Malan, Reish Lakish himself says, Ki'ilu nechrei dusim v'bezin dami. It's as though... It's not just like live Eidim, it's like live Eidim who already were cross-examined by the Beis Din. In other words, Eidus Shebishtar is magically stronger, with halachic magic, that when the Torah is conveyed, there's such a thing as Eidus Shebishtar built into that, is not only that it's an Eidus, but it actually works better. It's more effective than live Eidim. More effective than live Eidim, otherwise it wouldn't work at all. So part of the, that we discussed right earlier in the year, the added power that the Torah gives Eidus Shebishtar over live Eidim is there's no need for Drisha v'chakira. And another part of it is that their Haggadah Eidus includes more. Their Haggadah Eidus, that's what the Ran is saying clearly. Again, he's using it in a different direction, but the concept that he's saying is that the Haggadah Eidus of the Eidim, they know that the husband, being made that the husband wants to divorce his wife and authorize the writing of this get as an instrument to do that. But the fact that, but the Ran says Beferish, Ki'ilu they're made on the Mesira. What do you mean Ki'ilu they're made on the Mesira? How are the Eid Chasime Eid them on the Mesira? Because, well, we know, the Ran said a lot half a line earlier. Well, because Yadua Shabbal Masrila. We know that the husband gave it to her. How do we know the husband gave it to her? Because the get is Yotzi Mitachas Yada. She has a signed get. That's an indication that the husband must have given it to her. The Eidim don't know that. So what you see is that the Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the present fact that a particular party is holding the shtar, is mashlim the Haggadah Eidus of the shtar. Not only does Haggadah Eidus of the Eid HaChasima include whatever they signed to, but part of the halachic magic of shtar is that the Haggadah Eidus of the shtar of the Eid HaChasima also includes whatever is indicated by the present status of the shtar. If the shtar presently is in the hands of so-and-so, the shtar is presently in the hands of the supposed lokeach. The shtar presently is in the hands of the supposed malva. The shtar presently is in the hands of the supposed ishesh and isgarsha. So the tfisas baal hashtar, the fact that this person has it indicates that he got it from the kosev es hashtar. That fact not only is indicated like a rove, but it becomes part of the Haggadah Hashtar. Wow. L'chora, that's what Tosis means as well. The Stama HaKol B'Hekshar Nasa, Al-Pipashas, I think Achronim are done about this. Al-Pipashas doesn't just mean I have a rope. Could be. It's saying, no, the answer to the riff is, you have a rope. If we don't know the wife got it, so we have no idea whether she got it or not. But once you know the wife got it, the get was written properly, and she got it, so could be Tosis just saying, the rove is she got it properly. Mistama, the people who were handling the Nisiyas HaGet knew what they were doing, and they had Eidim Mesira. Maybe. That's one way of looking at it. Or I've been a Ephraim and Tosar are saying, or they're saying more. They're saying the idea of the Ran, which is what the Rav developed, that the Beisar of Chaim, that the Haggadah's part of the magic of Shtar is the Haggadah's, the Tfisas Baal Shtar is Mashlim, the Haggadah of the Shtar. And then he goes on to quote the Gemara Lamed Vav. Says that's not the Gemara Lamed Vav. Yes, I agree with the Rif. We said Nashalech Lutrichel or Belazar Tikan Chsima Pei Tikan Olam Chsima Drabanan. That's because of Belazar Eid Mesira Karasi, but Takin Rabanan Eid Chsima Zim Demaisi Sadi or Azim Dina Sayam. But Tosa says not like the Rif said that the Eid Chsima take the place of Eid Mesira. No, just it had Eid Chsima. So I know this is a valid get, and that indicates that it was done with Eidim Mesira as well. And what even drove them
What even drove Tosis at all to want to disagree with the Rif? So let's take a look another couple of lines. What drove Tosis was a stira between Lamed Vav and Pei Vav. On the one hand, as the Rif pointed out, Lamed Vav makes it sound like if you have Eid Masira, you don't need Eid Chasima. Again, once again, let's return back to the court. The issue on the table is Hashta, the second issue in Tosis. The first piece of Tosis we dealt with yesterday was how do we paskin? Mayor Belazar, how do we paskin? The answer is paskin like a Belazar, Nasir Karsi, and Tosis argued, even Bashar Stars. The Gittin, even the Rif agrees. Second issue, today's issue. Okay, and the Nasir Karsi. Does that mean that you actually need a Nasira? That's the Machlokas Rif and Tosis. Rif and Ram versus Tosis and Ephraim. In other words, in a word, God, when we pass like our blazer, Eidim Esira Karsi, but is that Af Eidim Esira Karsi or Rak Eidim Esira Karsi? The Rif said, Af Eidim Esira Karsi. You could have either Eidim Esira or Eidim Chasim, either one's good enough. And Tosa says, no. You must have Eidim Esira. There's no substitute. Eidim Chasim cannot substitute for Eidim Esira. Eidim Chasim can prove that there were Eidim Esira, but you need the Eidim Esira for the get to be valid. What's the issue? On the one hand, the Gemara Lamed Vav made it sound to the Rif that either one is good enough. But Tosa says yes. But on the other hand, Pei Vav makes it clear that only Rabbi Meir holds Eid HaChasima work to make the get happen, but not Rabbi Elazar. The Chaimash Perek Basra. What was going on Perek Basra? The Mishnah, the Baram Pei Vav and Vez, right after the whole discussion of Halach Rabbi Elazar begin with Bishar Shtaris, the very next Mishnah, Baram Pei Vav and Vez, said, you imagine there are two guys named Yosef ben Shimon. There's a piece in the journal, Wall Street Journal, about this the last couple of days, I think, maybe yesterday, about doppelgangers at work. It's like a human interest story. Like different people, like a company that had at one point had seven guys named Chris Smith, all working for the same company. Imagine how many mix-ups there could be at work. Right? One person's getting a people are sending complaints to the wrong person, sending promotions to the wrong person, sending sensitive emails to the wrong person. Yeah. But that's what Chazal pointed out. They didn't talk about seven Chris Smiths. They spoke about Chris Smith will probably not be a very common Jewish name, but Yosef ben Shimon. Right, exactly. Kama Yosef ben Shimon. How many Joes? Yosef ben Shimon, that's a Chazal's classic example of John Doe is Yosef ben Shimon. Joe Simmons, it's probably a very common name. Yosef and Shimon apparently both very common names. It's Kubasat Tanan. We know of multiple Tanan named Yosef or Yosef. Yosef Aglili, Stamrib Yosef ben Chalafta, and so on and so forth. Yosef Amadoy, other Yosefs. Yosef ben Yoezer, Yosef ben Yochanan. Okay, so what do you do if you have two fellows in Paris, both named Yosef ben Shimon? And they both married, apparently, women with the same name also. Either they had a very particular sense of humor, or the Shatran had a very particular sense of humor. I don't know whether they met at a singles event, or they were set up. Whatever it is. So Yosef ben Shimon married Leah Bas Yehuda, and Yosef ben Shimon married Leah Bas Yehuda. Wow. Okay. A little confusing. Again, kamtze bar kamtze. Imagine, you know, the invitation gets sent to your own home. And then the story is a very tragic end. The way the Mishnah described, basically, the two Yosef ben Shimon, they're both living, each with his respective wife in Paris. The two Yosef ben Shimon both travel to London. While there, each one decides he's going to divorce his wife. So each one goes to a Beis Din and commissions the writing and sign of the get, and needs to find the shliach who's traveling from London to Paris to deliver the get. So Yosef ben Shimon number one finds Shmerel and says, oh, you're going back to Paris, can you please deliver this to my wife? Shmerel says, sure. Yosef ben Shimon number two finds Shmerel. He says, oh, you're going to Paris, can you please give this to my wife? Shmerel says, sure. Now in Shmerel's suitcase, he has two gittin, each one written from Yosef by Yosef ben Shimon divorced his wife, Leah Bas Yehuda. Shmerel shows up to the Beis Din in Paris and says, I have two gittin to deliver. And they open the gittin, they realize that both gittin are identical. So, which one goes to which wife?
Oops, that's a problem. So the Mishnah says simple solution. Miman Avshach. Just give each of the two gittin to each of the two wives. Instead of doing two nesinos haged, you'll do four nesinos. Each wife gets both gittin. The Shemer will go to Leah Bas Yehuda number one and say, here's get number one, here's get number two. And then Shemer will go to Leah Bas Yehuda number two, here's get number one, here's get number two. Miman Avshach, the Mishnah says, we know for sure that at some point each of these two women got the right get. The Gemara says, well, it's a little bit complicated. It's a little bit complicated. The Machokas Amoran there. But according to the Amor Rabbi Yirmiya, it's not so partial. Kamar the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya says, you'll see the Gemara, other Amoran may disagree. The Loker Velazar, Meshum Goyadi, Eidim Nasir, Behemi Nai Negrisha, Adler Meir Necha. The Blazers, the Amor of Yirmiya says that Gemara, the Mishnah solution is only the fear of Meir. Why? The fear of Meir, each get is valid, each get has a dechasimo, and then you, at some point, the woman got her get. But how does it work, according to Gemara says, according to Rabbi Blazer, it's not going to work. Because according to Blazer, you have the Eid and the Seer, they're watching. God and Asher are watching when the Shliach gives each of the two gittin to this woman, and then when the Shliach gives each of the two gittin to that woman. But at the moment the right get is given, the Eidim Nesir can't say for sure that's the right get. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yirmiya at least, the Machlokas and the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, the Eidim Nesir aren't valid because they don't know bivados when the right get is given. But the Eidim Chasima were valid. And therefore, the Yirmiya says, so if you hold a dechsima karsi, it works. Hold a demesir karsi, it doesn't work. Tom says, what do you mean? The a dechsima were good. So according to the Rev, Rebbe Lazar says either one works. A dechsima or a demesir. Tom says, you see from that Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, a dechsima works. According to Blazer, they don't work. According to Blazer, is machmir. Rabbi Yirmiya says Blazer is machmir. Rabbi Yirmiya says Blazer would hold you cannot give both gittin because you don't have valid a dechsima, even though you do have valid a dechsima. So that's issue. Tosfos has a footnote about writing grandfathers. That's a side point. So that's the argument, the second issue that Tosas raises. And again, to circle back, to Tosas, the second machlokas that we're focused on right now between the Rif and the Ran versus Tosas and Meir Ephraim is that when you say Eidim Mesira Karsi, does that mean either one? Or that means Davka Eidim Mesira? Tosas says Davka Eidim Mesira, and they say that's why. That's why you must have an Eid Mesira. The Rif said you don't need an Eid Mesira. The Rif said as long as the Eid get assigned properly, which Bisman is a Bidrabanan has to be. So once you have Eid Mesira, you're good enough. The Toys says, Chas Vashon, be married by Mizrahim Yisrael. How do you give a get with Eid Mesira? It's not going to be valid. And then, Abayon Tom says, I have a second thing to tell you. And then Tom says, you know what? Even more. Totally the opposite of the Rebbe. Rebbe Tam says, not only do you need to have Eidim Mesira because the Pasuk like a Belaz or Eidim Mesira Karsi, so the truth is, you need to have Eidim Mesira even according to Rabbi Meir. Shocking! Oh, the Rebbe Tam Lomer near the bottom of Tosfos, I feel Rabbi Meir by Eidim Mesira to see us again. Even Meir recorded Eidim at the time of seeing us again. Why? The Ein Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Wow. Well, what does that mean? We all agree, Ein Dava Sheba Parchas Mishnayim, but that's why Reb Meir requires two Eidei Chasima. But why do you need to have Eidei Mesira? So we'll unpack this more tomorrow. But to begin to think about it now, Tosas goes on to use language, and the rest of Tosas that's clearly sent you to Kiddushin Samachay. We'll see more of that tomorrow. Kiddushin Samachay, remember, that's the sugya of Eidos Lakiyam Hadavar. That husband, a boy gives a girl a ring, and there was one aide watching, there were no aidim watching. But they both freely tell us, yeah, I gave her a ring, I said, hey, but there was no one watching, it was only one aide. And we will tell them the Gemara to come as a discussion. Halacha l'maisa vaday eina mikudeshes. But I gave her a ring. I say we have mikudeshes. We say we believe you. That's what happened. But it didn't do anything. It wasn't valid. Just like if you gave her a ring that you didn't own, that's not a valid act of kedushin. If you gave a ring you do own, but there weren't eidim watching, it didn't happen. There, that's what the Gemara says there. It usually, Eidus is just labir or adabar, just to know, set to prove what happened. But by Kiddushin, you actually, if it wasn't witnessed, it didn't count to begin with. So even though the woman knows that this is what happened, she's absolutely permitted to remarry, because she isn't married. It didn't count at all. Eidus l'kim adabar. Most Rishonim assuming the Eidus l'kim adabar, both by Kiddushin and by Gerushin. And that's what Rabbi Yotam is saying over here. He says, nah. Again, Tosis is the main point of Tosis, the main thesis of the whole Tosis, is you must have Eidim Mesira when you give a get. For two reasons. Up until now, we've been saying reason number one, because we're Paskin, Eidim Mesira Karsi. It's not a valid get without Eidim Mesira. Later Tom says, there's another reason, because you need Eidim Mesira Davar, just like by Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the Kesef has no Eidim Mesira, only Eidim Mesira. You have to have Eidim watching the act. Same is true here. And now you stop and wonder, what do you mean? But isn't that the whole issue? Eidim Mesira Karasi, Eidim Chesima Karasi? So that's the way the Ron read it. So what Rabbi Yotam seems to be saying is the following. To use the language that the Achron Latki, Zub Chaim, and others, Eidim Chesima Karasi, Eidim Mesira Karasi is a question of what makes something a valid shtar. And this takes us back to what we developed earlier from the Rav B'Shem of Chaim. Eid Mesira Karasi, Eid Chesima Karasi is a question of what is a shtar? What is a shtar kinyan? Is a shtar kinyan just the person is expressing his das in writing? Or is a shtar kinyan I'm giving you a raya? So if the shtar kinyan shtar means I'm giving you a raya, it has to be signed. Otherwise it's not a raya. If shtar kinyan just means kinyan shtar just means I'm expressing my intent, but in writing instead of merely verbal, so it doesn't have to be signed. So that's one question, is what makes something a shtar? A shvuye shtara. What makes something a shtar? Rameir Blazer are disagreeing over what defines a piece of paper, a piece of parchment as a shtar. Does this have to be my intent on paper? Or does that actually have to be a raya? Shtar, edichsima, or not? But Rabbi Tam says, but you have to understand there's another issue going on, which is, but when you do an act of kiddushin or an act of gerushin with or without a shtar, then act of kiddushin or gerushin requires eidus l'kiyum hadavar. Nothing to do with the definition of a shtar. After all, by kiddushin, if we do kiddush hakesser, we still have an eidim mesira. Not eidim mesira to make it a shtar. You need eidim mesira because you need eidus l'kiyum hadavar. That's what you need. So they come to the two different issues. Eid Chesima Karasi versus Eid Mesira Karasi means you only need Eid Chesima to make it a star, but you need Eid Mesira to make a Maisa, for the Maisa Gershon to be Chal, and that might be true even for Meir. But Meir says you need Eid Chesima to make it a star. The Rif thought, Rabbi Lazar was saying, Af Eid Mesira Karasi. Either or, right? Tosfos rejects that. And then Tosfos says, if anything, it's Rabbi Meir who's saying, Af Eid Chesima Karasi, in the sense that you actually need both. Berloza says all you need is Eid Nasira. Eid Zakim Adabar. Whereas in Meir held, you need Eid Chesima to make it a star, plus you need Eid Nasira, Lakim Adabar. To be continued. Tomorrow we'll look at what he says about Shar Staris, which is a real shocker. And the Ram